You're listening to a podcast from 702.
And we join Vuyomaka, who is the spokesperson for the Office of the Premier, as we get more information around the vaccination drive in the province. Vuyo, thank you so much for coming on. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Sister Zania and your listeners.
Yes, so I want us to just get a sense, a semblance of what the latest is in as far as the vaccination is concerned, the vaccination drive is concerned. You announced the addition of more sites that residents in this province can go to, 25 additional vaccination venues, right?
Yes.
And so in total, we have 129.
Yes, we are about 129. So if you include private, so we are working around 140.
All right.
So we continue to gradually increase, the number of vaccination sites as more vaccines obviously are coming up, and then we are able to open more. So we'll continue to do that. But obviously our worry now is that we really have a very low vaccine turnout. We have only vaccinated about less than 20%. Of the target of Gauteng, which is about 1.3 million people. Now, if you look at the numbers, and because the target of government was that anyone who's above 60 is relatively extremely vulnerable, and therefore we wanted to really protect them. So it obviously concerned us and worry us that majority of those people that we say they are vulnerable are really not coming forth. And so one of the things that the Gauteng government have actually said is that even if you have not registered on the EVDS, please go to the vaccination site. They will register you there and also vaccinate you at the same time, so that a lot of people can actually be vaccinated, and so that we are able to save lives, because the numbers have actually obviously skyrocketed in Gauteng. They are extremely worrying us, and those who are vulnerable obviously will be the hardest hit, and we really don't want to lose more lives.
Yeah.
So if people can just come to the sites, we'll extremely appreciate that.
So let's look at the criteria again, and what is required. You say over 60s, those in the healthcare workers, right, can still vaccinate if they haven't as yet. What do they need to arrive with, or as proof? Is there anything they need to produce?
Well, just bring your ID. Obviously, your ID will tell you your age. The healthcare workers were almost rounding them up. We're just around 90%. So there are very few that we just need to do to conclude that aspect. So what worries us is obviously the over 60. As I'm saying that in Gauteng, we are estimating them to be just above 1.3 million. So we've even vaccinated, less than 500,000. So that's extremely worrying for us, that we really need people to go, and because it's about saving their own lives.
So
honestly.
So Vuyo, what about those elderly people who are unable to come to the centres? Is there a provision being made to go to their homes? If, say, a relative reports them, or if a relative brings you information that my grandmother simply cannot come and we cannot get her there, our healthcare worker, is it possible for healthcare workers to vaccinate people in their homes?
We are in toying around that particular part. Maybe that's to say, maybe can we then commute them to the vaccination sites, and possibly, as you are correctly saying, Mrs. Azania, maybe it's part of the thing that we must then broadly look, that can we then go to those that are extremely can move to those areas, and it will be the issue that I will also raise it up to my colleagues in the Department of Health to say, let's look at all possibilities, because part of the thing that now we have started to do is to use our call center to do outbound calls to make sure that they are able to call people, so also to get an understanding about what seems to be the issue, and also those who have but they've not really gone and encourage them. So we'll try to use all means, but also what is very, very important, let's make sure this is not necessarily a government thing, but it's really a societal thing. If you remember during the first wave, it was societal. We had faith-based organization that were really rallying people with NGOs that were coming through with a whole lot of people. So it became a South African rally. And I think I get a sense now that South Africans are kind of on a wait and see that the government must be able to come through. And it will be a conversation that we must have as South Africans, that what do we do collectively to make sure that we save our loved ones, in particular the elderly, who are extremely vulnerable.
Are we looking at how effective government communication has been, Vuyo? And I think that's one of the things that's been raised and asked since the start of the pandemic. Are we communicating this in a way that is accessible to people?
Well, we continue to communicate. We did speak, for example, with your guys. I think there will be ads that are running in 702. Mm-hmm. We went to as local as the local radio stations that we're actually having a conversation. But also not only to drive ads, but possibly let's have a conversation among South Africans. Maybe let's sponsor your show, and then let's have a conversation about that. And so that also we are able to pick up from the ordinary South Africans to say, what more can be done, mm-hmm. or how can we rally everyone? So that those kind of things have started. You'll see possibly from the 18th of June, all the newspapers will be there. As I'm saying, I know your radio station and other radio stations mm-hmm. will be obviously carrying our ads. So these are the part of the issues that we are trying to convince. But including those who are in the youth month, we have said that, you know, what is your responsibility now as young people? And I was saying to some of the young people that I was saying, 10 elderly people that I asked to register. Mm. And that will be the phase of our generation. And can we get more young people to say, although we understand the economic challenges that they face, which are very real, and we must respond to it, but also what is their contribution as a generation, in particular facing this COVID-19? Can we then say, I'll take my turn to make sure I contribute to the well-being of my country and to the well-being of my elderly in my country? And that's an issue I think we must actually engage to bring everyone on board to say, collectively as South Africans, let's defeat this COVID.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Yolanda next. Hello, Yolanda.
Hi, Sonia. I'd like to dispute what Vuyo is saying, because I'm 68, my husband's 75. We registered on the same time in April. I got my reference number on the 2nd of June to go, and my husband didn't, and I asked him if I could please do him while we were there, because he's got asthma and emphysema, and they refused point blank that if you do not have a reference number, they don't care whether you're showing them on the phone that you've registered, they will not do you.
Mm-hmm. And you haven't tried again since, Yolanda?
No, he subsequently, 8 days later, got his number, mm-hmm. and I then had to go all the way back and take him back to this 10-4 ways, and he had to stand for 45 minutes in a queue without a chair.
Mm. And how long ago was that?
Another 2 times.
How long ago was that?
That was on the 10th.
On the 10th of June. Okay, so we are 5 days later. Yolanda, thank you so much. Thank you for giving an account of how things happened for you. So what happens for you if people complain about being turned away because they didn't receive an SMS? I know that this was 4 days ago, which is why I needed to get a sense of the timeline for her. And since things have changed.
Yeah, actually, we really need to get that. I don't know, because I wanted to check if the husband did finally get the vaccine.
Yes, he did.
Because, no, that's an issue that we are drumming up. Remember, initially, Osozanya, the initial point was that wait for the SMS to come through. But people have been waiting for this SMS not to come through, and it never came. And if you remember about last week or 2 weeks back, the Premier says, listen, we can't say people must wait for SMS. Mm. And on the other side, you don't actually, open up for the vaccine. Can we allow people to come, vaccinate them on the site, and let them do that? So we'll continue to even speak to our own staff to understand where we are currently, because we have said, open up this thing. So even if people don't have did not register on the EVDS, they must be registered on site and then get vaccinated. So it's not as if you're only going to get vaccinated, you're still going to be registered, and after you're registered, then you get vaccinated. And that's a drive that we want.
Yes.
And obviously, we must continue to speak to our own internal staff to understand exactly where are the policymakers at this given time.
Absolutely. Is there a website or a link that lists the vaccination areas where our listeners can go to?
Yes, the Gauteng.gov.za does have hospital links, but also in terms of the Facebook page of Gauteng, as well as our Twitter account. And we continuously, you know, send messages to actually expand those butler links, and we'll share with the radio station, so that when people actually ask, where in my area, where can I go in Johannesburg, where can I go in Tshwane or in Citibank, so that everyone is able to have that butler access.
Yes, and it's also important, as one of our listeners notes, that we need to remind people that it is free, that it's free of charge. And they say, this WhatsApp says, I've encountered many who are not getting vaccinated as they think they can't afford it. And hence the question about, you know, the communication a little bit earlier on. So that's another area that needs to be stressed, because, you know, 30 rands or however much people think they are going to be asked to pay is the difference, is a big cost for many South Africans. We've got Kate calling from Lone Hill next. Hello, Kate.
Hello there. I wonder if you could help me, please. I'm just getting over bronchitis, and I went to Dis-Chem yesterday for a flu jab, and the sister said, no way, you'll get more sick. So would I be even more sick if I got a COVID jab? Because she said, I'm just adding more infection into my body.
Kate, I would suggest that you see your GP. Do you have a family doctor or someone who you were consulting regarding the bronchitis?
Yes, yesterday actually.
So just maybe go back to them and inquire about what this would mean for your immune system if you took the vaccine. Vuyo is not going to be able to answer that question because he's a spokesperson for the Office of the Premier.
Okay.
But when you are ready, yes, when you are ready, remember the vaccination is free and you don't need an SMS. You can just go through with your ID.
Okay, super. Thank you for your help.
And all the best. Yeah, speedy recovery there. That's Kate in Lone Hill. Another one says, young people, please vaccinate as soon as you can. No, let's clarify again. This is for over 60s. This one says, I'm 25 and have been hit hard by COVID and even contracted pneumonia. I'm fit and healthy generally, but the virus does not care. We need to keep one another safe. There is value in your message, but we can't dilute it at this moment. Is there a sense for you of when we will increase the population, the numbers in our population who would be eligible for the vaccine?
Yes, the next session, I think, according to the schedule, I think was supposed to be on the 7th of October, that you are looking around the 40 to up to 59. So we are gradually, obviously, going to the lower and lower. Yeah. So if you remember, I think it was announced at the time that on the 7th of October, that's when we actually of vaccination, which you could look at the 40s up to 15 years old.
Yeah, so for now, we need to just exercise absolutely responsible behavior. You know, it's interesting that you say only 20%, because we then get sometimes these reports, people complaining about some vaccination areas having long queues and some being turned away. I wanted to know if there is a number that we can use to lodge complaint or to alert you about what's going on in certain areas that we can then direct our listeners to, because we end up fielding those questions about discrepancies and just differences at these various sites.
Yes, there is a number, the 086 Gauteng number, but I just want to quickly go to it now so that we can then have a look at it. It's just a second for me.
Okay, while you do that,
You can, it's zero. We can also call, that's an SMS, the 060-123456, and I'll actually check this number now. The one of that can actually everyone called in, but it's an 086 Gauteng number. So you say 086 Gauteng, then you'll be able to get into our call center that will be able to even direct you where is your nearest vaccination site if you're unable to get it.
Right, because we also have the hotline 0800-029-999.
Correct, that's the number. 0800-029.
Yes. One says, took my mom and in-laws last week Wednesday. Danny Van Zyl Center and Discovery Hospital was very efficient. Pleasant staff that made it very easy for the pensioners. Helen Joseph Hospital, however, refused to help without a voucher. Nurses all sitting around looking like they're turning a lot of people away. Huge tent put up, but staff sitting around. And this was last week Wednesday. Their own staff on their premises. Is this being considered?
Yeah, that discussion, I know, is an ongoing at national, and I think as you'll have possibly had in your bulletin, the president is meeting the session, I think, is meeting with the premiers. Hopefully, there will be more conversation to say, what then do we do? Because it's not a Gauteng phenomenon in terms of having a low, vaccine turnout. So we're going to look in all different things, hopefully, when the leadership meets and is able to give us the proper.
Yes, yes. Right. Vuyo, thank you very much. We'll direct our listeners, of course, to gauteng.gov.za. Follow the Gauteng Health Department as well on Facebook, on Twitter, and of course, the Gauteng Provincial Government, where all these details are shared. That's Vuyo Maga, the spokesperson for the Office of the Premier. This afternoon, just giving you a sense of where the sites are, COVID-19 vaccination sites. The number has been increased by 25 additional sites have become available, and I'm looking at the list. I've got a few pages in front of me, and this is to make sure that they are as close to you as possible. At this point, just to reiterate, they have not made it possible for they're considering and looking at the idea of healthcare workers visiting those who are unable to make it to the various sites, but it is free. Please remember that it is free. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. At government institutions, it is free. You don't need an SMS. You don't need to have registered to have the SMS confirmation any longer. They are accepting walk-ins. Just take your ID or some proof of identity. Take your ID with you once you have found the sites. The turnout is low. Only 20% of what they had estimated would be reached in Gauteng has been vaccinated. So we need to do more to get more people out there vaccinating.